Reading from the Mahabharata, Chapter 6, Part 6. Akrura comforts Kunti. Balaram, who was said by the rishis to be a manifestation of the Supreme Godhead, became famous as a peerless mace fighter. At Dronacharya's request, Balaram agreed to train Bhima and Duryodhan in the skills of handling a mace. Thus Balaram spent time in Hastinapur. While there, Balaram learned of the fierce rivalry and envy the Kauravas felt toward their cousins. When Krishna heard of this, he became concerned for Kunti and her sons. So, when Krishna visited Akrura, he had become very much pleased by Akrura's offering of prayers. With his smile captivating Akrura more and more, Lord Krishna replied to Akrura's submissive devotional statements as follows. My dear Akrura, in spite of your submissiveness, I consider you my superior, on the level with my father and teacher, or most well-wishing friend. You are therefore to be worshipped by me, and since, Akrura, you are my uncle, I am always to be protected by you. I desire that you maintain me, for I am one of your children. Apart from this filial relationship, an exalted devotee like you is always to be worshipped by everyone. Anyone who desires good fortune must offer respectful obeisances unto personalities like you, who are greater than even the demigods. People worship the demigods when in need of sense gratification, and the demigods offer benedictions to their devotees after being worshipped. But a devotee like you, Akrura, is always ready to offer people the greatest benediction. A saintly person or devotee is free to offer benedictions to everyone, whereas the demigods can offer benedictions only after being worshipped. One can take advantage of a place of pilgrimage only after going there and worshipping a particular demigod. And that involves waiting a long time for the fulfillment of one's desire. But saintly persons like you, my dear Akrura, can immediately fulfill all the desires of a devotee. My dear Akrura, you are always our friend and well-wisher. You are always ready to act for our welfare. Kindly, therefore, go to Hastinapur and see what arrangement has been made for the Pandavas. Krishna was anxious to know about the sons of Pandu because at a very young age they had lost their father. Being very affectionate to his devotees, Krishna was anxious to know about the Pandavas, and therefore he deputed Akrura to go to Hastinapur and get information of the real situation. Krishna then continued, I have heard that after King Pandu's death, his young sons, Yudhishthir, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakul, and Sahadev, along with their widowed mother, have come under the charge of Dhritarashtra. and he is to look after them as their guardian. But I have also heard that Dhritarashtra is not only blind from birth, but also blind in his affection for his cruel son, Duryodhan. The five Pandavas are the sons of King Pandu, his brother. But Dhritarashtra, due to Duryodhan's plans and designs, is not favorably disposed towards them. Kindly go there and study how Dhritarashtra is dealing with the Pandavas. On receipt of your report, I shall consider how to favor them. Krishna thus asked one of his advisors, Akura, to visit Hastinapur and assess the situation, and to see if he, Krishna, could be of any help. Thus ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Akura visited Hastinapur. Hastinapur is said to be the site of what is now New Delhi, the part of New Delhi still known as Indraprastha, is accepted by people in general as the old capital of the Pandavas. The very name Hastinapur suggests that there were many Hastis or elephants. Because the Pandavas kept many elephants in their capital, it was called Hastinapur. Keeping elephants is very expensive, and to keep many elephants, therefore, the kingdom must have been very rich. And Hastinapur, as Akura saw when he reached it, was full of elephants, horses, chariots, and other opulences. The kings of Hastinapur were taken to be the ruling kings of the whole world. Their fame was widely spread throughout the entire kingdom, and their administration was conducted under the good counsel of learned brahmanas. After seeing the very opulent capital city, Akura went to see King Dhritarashtra. Akura also saw Grandfather Bhishma sitting with him. After meeting them, Akura went to see Vidura and then Kunti. One after another, he saw King Bhalika and his son Somadatta, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Karna, and Suyodhana. Suyodhana was another name of Duryodhana. Then Akura saw the son of Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, as well as the five Pandava brothers and other friends and relatives living in the city. All those who met Akura, who was known as the son of Gandhini, were very much pleased to receive him and inquired about the welfare of their respective relatives. Akura was offered a good seat at his receptions, and he in turn inquired about the welfare and activities of all of his relatives. Since he was deputed by Lord Krishna to visit Hastinapur, it is understood that he was very intelligent in studying a diplomatic situation. After all, Dhritarashtra was unlawfully occupying the throne. After the death of King Pandu, despite the presence of Pandu's sons, Dhritarashtra was sitting on the throne. Akura could understand very well that ill-motivated Dhritarashtra was much inclined in favor of his own sons. In fact, Dhritarashtra had already usurped the kingdom and was now intriguing to dispose of the five Pandava brothers. Akrura knew that all the sons of Dhritarashtra, headed by Duryodhan, were very crooked politicians. Dhritarashtra did not act in accordance with the good instructions given by Bhishma and his brother Vidura. Instead, Dhritarashtra was being conducted by the ill instructions of such persons as Karna and Shakuni. Akrura decided to stay in Hastinapur for a few months just to study the whole political situation. Gradually, Akrura learned from Kunti and Vidura that the sons of Dhritarashtra were intolerant and envious of the five Pandava brothers. Why? Because of their extraordinary learning in military science and their greatly developed bodily strength. The Pandavas acted as truly chivalrous heroes. They exhibited all the good qualities of Kshatriyas and were very responsible princes. Always they were thinking of the welfare of the citizens, unlike the sons of Dhritarashtra. Akrura also learned that the envious sons of Dhritarashtra had tried to kill the Pandavas by poisoning them. When he arrived, the Kurus received Akrura in friendship. Kunti was overjoyed to see him. She inquired about her kinsmen and friends in Mathura. Kunti especially wanted to know everything about Krishna, whom she accepted as the Supreme Lord. Akrura happened to be one of the cousins of Kunti. Therefore, after meeting him, Kunti began to inquire about her paternal relatives. Thinking of her birthplace and beginning to cry, she asked Akrura whether her father, mother, brothers, sisters, and other friends at home, did they still remember her? She especially inquired about Krishna and Balaram, her glorious nephews. Kunti asked, "Does Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very affectionate to his devotees, does he remember my sons? And does Balaram remember us?" Inside herself, Kunti felt like a she-deer in the midst of tigers. And actually, her position was like that. After the death of her husband, Pandu, she was supposed to take care of the five Pandava children. But the sons of Dhritarashtra were always planning to kill them. She was certainly living like a poor innocent animal in the midst of several tigers. Being a devotee of Lord Krishna, she always thought of him and expected that one day Krishna would come and save them from their dangerous position. She inquired from Akrura whether Krishna proposed to come to advise the fatherless Pandavas how to get free of the intrigues of Dhritarashtra and his evil sons. Talking with Akrura about all these affairs, she felt herself helpless. She exclaimed, Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogin, Vishvatman, Vishvabhavana, Parpanang Pahi Govinda, Shishpish Chavasira Teen. My dear Krishna, my dear Krishna, you are the supreme mystic, the supersoul of the universe. You are the real well-wisher of the whole universe. My dear Govinda, at this time you are far away from me. Yet I pray to surrender unto your lotus feet. I am now grief-stricken with my five fatherless sons. Nanyatavapadambhaujat Pashyami Sharanang Nranam Bibhyatang Rityu Sangsara Disvaras Yapa Vargikat. I can fully understand that but for your lotus feet, there is no shelter or protection. Your lotus feet can deliver all grieving souls because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can be safe from the clutches of repeated birth and death by your mercy only. Namah Krishnaya Shuddhaya Brahmane Paramatmane Yogeshwaraya Yogaya Twamaham Sharanangata. My dear Krishna, you are the Supreme Pure One, the Supersoul, and the Master of all yogis. What can I say? I can simply offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please accept me as your fully surrendered devotee. As Krishna was not present before her, Kunti offered her prayers to him as if she were in his presence, face to face. This is possible for anyone following in the footsteps of Kunti. Krishna does not have to be physically present everywhere. He is actually present everywhere by spiritual potency, and one simply has to surrender unto him sincerely. When Kunti was offering her prayers very feelingly to Krishna, she could not check herself. She began to cry loudly before Akrura. Vidura was also present, and both Akrura and Vidura became very sympathetic to the mother of the Pandavas and began to solace Kunti by glorifying her five sons, Yudhishthira, Arjuna, Bhim, Nakul, and Sahadeva. They pacified her, saying that her sons were extraordinarily powerful. Therefore, she should not be perturbed about them, since they were born of great demigods like Yamaraj, Indra, and Vayu. Kunti cried out, "Does my nephew Krishna think of me and my sons? Does he know how I am suffering in the midst of my enemies? I am like a doe in the midst of wolves." Akrura asked her to tell him more about the situation in the city, and Kunti began explaining everything. She knew that Duryodhana and his brothers were always intriguing against her sons. The Kauravas could not tolerate the Pandavas' superior prowess. The humiliation the Kauravas had recently received at Kampilya had made them even more keen to dispose of Pandu's sons. Kunti spoke to Akrura with tears in her eyes. Will Krishna come here to console me? I always pray to that powerful protector of the universe. Indeed, I see no other shelter for myself or for my sons. Thus, Kunti cried out to Krishna in front of Akrura. He gently reassured her that Krishna was often speaking about her and had indeed sent him to analyze the situation. Both Akrura and Vidura comforted Kunti and reminded her about her son's extraordinary birth. The Pandava boys were expansions of the gods. There was no way that the evil Kaurava princes could overcome them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.